This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Hello, Brian Live. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing very, very well. I have a piece that you wrote over at townhall.com. It's excellent. President Trump has delivered again and again for the Jewish community. It's time for us to deliver for him. And Brian Leib, we know you very, very well from your work as a Jewish Voices for Trump coalition member. And of course, when you ran for Congress right here in Philadelphia. And it's great to have you back on the show, my friend. How are things?
Rich, things are good. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Things are good. You know, we're in the final couple days here of the campaign. There's been a constant theme, you know, throughout President Trump's 4 years in the White House. And not just for the Jewish community, but I think for the American public as well. And the constant theme is promises made, promises kept. When it comes to the Jewish community, President Trump he's delivered on almost every single, you know, campaign promise that he made. And he's also done some things along the way that we never saw coming.
First of all, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, how important was that as a decision?
It was huge. It was groundbreaking. President Trump promised that he would do what every other president before him promised to do, but never did, and moving the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And Rich, in doing so, he also did what no other president had the guts to do, and that's recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's eternal and undivided capital.
Tell me what that means for you as a Jewish person, Brian, so that people who are not Jewish can understand the significance of that.
Well, it means everything. I mean, Jerusalem is the epicenter of life as a Jew, and also for other religions as well. But for President Trump to make that bold decision really sent a clear message to the Jewish community. And he's done a lot of other things, you know, Rich, along the way, that have sent very strong messages to the Jewish community. I mean, Israel, for example, was President Trump's second stop on a foreign trip when he became president, and he became the first president to ever visit the Kotel, also known as the Western Wall in Jerusalem, the first U.S. sitting president ever to do that.
So many people have, I think, ignored the progress that's been made with regards to Middle East peace. And, you know, I had Jared Kushner on recently, and we were discussing the Abraham Accords. That is really incredible, the progress that's been made. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Rich, never in a million years did I think that I would see pictures on my Instagram feed of friends of mine that were in the United Arab Emirates just last week eating at a kosher restaurant. With the historic signing of these Abraham Accords, President Trump has created real and lasting peace between Israel and three powerful Arab nations in the UAE, and Bahrain, and Sudan, and with many more to be joining them as well. And while President Trump's leadership has gotten us, you know, to this historic Abraham Accords, I think a lot of people, you just mentioned Jared Kushner, I think a lot of people don't give Mr. Kushner the credit that he deserves. He has done so much behind the scenes to make these dreams become realities. And I couldn't be more proud to have someone like Mr. Kushner in the White House.
Brian, the president has also combated anti-Semitism. And it's always laughable to me when you listen to blowhards on TV try to accuse him of being an anti-Semite.
Right.
You write in your great piece over at townhall.com, which I'll post a link to, that the president signed an executive order. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, again, this is something, you know, that the president did that, you know, many other presidents before him could have but did not. And the president signed an executive order combating anti-Semitism on college campuses. You know, colleges, or I should back up for a minute, college students over the last, not just 4 years, the last decade have been under attack by far left and progressive groups for their support of Israel and support of Zionism. I know there's students in Columbia here in New York that have woken up to having Nazi swastikas painted on their doors because of their support of Israel. So Jewish students haven't felt safe on college campuses for a long, long time. And it was President Trump that signed an executive order holding these college campuses accountable. In short, what it does is if colleges do not want to extend and protect Jewish students under their discrimination policies, then they're going to lose federal funding. There's been several lawsuits that have happened over the last couple months. One of them, the most probably high profile one, was with NYU, and that actually has bared fruit. NYU has now changed their discrimination policy to include Jews.
Well, that's amazing. That's really amazing progress.
You know, but Rich, here's the question. Why didn't Joe Biden do it? Why didn't President Obama did it? They had eight years to do things like this. Why didn't they do it?
And what is the answer? Why didn't they do it? Why not? Right. I mean, every candidate, and President Trump has made this point before, Brian, they've run and they've said, we will move the embassy to Jerusalem. We'll try to have Middle East peace. We'll combat anti-Semitism. They never got this stuff done. It was Donald Trump who got this stuff done for the Jewish community and continues to deliver for them. And it does not get enough attention. That's why I'm grateful you came on the show today, because it really does not get enough attention. And I think the reason why it doesn't is because it goes against the narrative that they've tried to create from him from day one, that he's some sort of an anti-Semite white supremacist. And it's nothing could be further from the truth.
You said it the best. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, the reason that, you know, President Obama, Vice President Biden didn't do things like this is because they're career politicians. Career politicians are really good, Rich, you and I know, at making promises but never delivering on those promises. And if I could, Rich, I want to briefly talk about another promise that the president made. You know, he promised to turn up the pressure on the world's number one sponsor of terrorism, Iran. He withdrew from their disastrous JCPOA, also known as the Iran nuclear deal. And since withdrawing from that deal, Rich, he's implemented a maximum pressure campaign to issue crippling sanctions to cut off the Iranian regime's money. He's also designated the IRGC, which is the Revolutionary Guard in Iran, as you know, as a foreign terrorist group. And it was President Trump who launched a targeted attack to kill Iran's number one terrorist, Qasem Soleimani. It was President Trump that did that. No other president, no other politician has ever done anything like that. And it just it goes again with the theme of promises made and promises kept. And there's been things, by the way, along the way that he never promised during the campaign that have really surprised a lot of us. Like, for example, the president declaring that Israel has sovereignty in the Golan Heights. Like, wow, mind blowing.
Right.
In addition, the president just recently announced that the U.S. is lifting previous restrictions related to Israel's settlements in Judea Samaria. So, you know, the work that the president has done to support the Jewish community here in America and around the world, and especially standing with Israel, will never, ever be replicated by any other president before. President Trump has done more for the Jewish community in America and in Israel in the last 4 years than the last four presidents combined. That's just the facts.
Well said. Brian, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter. The Twitter handle is Brian_E_Live, L-E-I-B as in boy.
Brian, in addition to your work with the Voices for Trump Coalition, you ran for Congress. You're a young guy, very young guy, and you got a bright future ahead. What's next for you politically?
You know, we'll see what happens. You know, certainly, you know, running for Congress in Philadelphia was a tremendous honor, Rich. And as you know, I ran for Congress because I loved my city and I was frustrated with the status quo. I was frustrated with the things that were happening. And I wanted to try and do something different to help our city. You know, in terms of what's next, we'll see what happens. I think everyone that's listening, please make sure you get out and vote for President Trump. Bring your friends to vote for President Trump. The very future of our country is on the line right now, and we need to vote like that's the case.
Well, well said. I'll post a link to your townhall.com article. Come back and on the show again. Let's hope for a good outcome on Tuesday. Brian Leib, Voices for Trump Coalition. I thank you, my friend, and great job on this.
Rich, always a pleasure. Thank you for all the work you do, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!